those words, those power, is not magic or force or manipulation necessarily. What gives them the power is that there's a sort of social recognition that that's what those words mean. So we know that in a wedding, we agree and we understand that in a wedding, when somebody says, I will, that is affecting the marriage. Or we understand that when a judge says a sentence, that's effective. And we understand, you know, that when someone names a ship, that's, again, that's effective. There's a sort of social understanding that that's what those words are doing. Now, all of those examples are quite sort of formal, if you like. Weddings and law courts and stuff are very formal. But actually, we do things like this with words all the time. And one of the most important examples in an everyday is the promise. When we make a promise, I mean, promises can have a legal effect, but when we make a promise, actually what we're doing is changing something about our relationships. That's a girl, is that right? I can't remember why I put that in there. This is Anthony Huston. He says, acts of promise bring to life most clearly the commitments and responsibilities of agents of promise. And what he's basically saying by that is, when we make a promise, that's when we most clearly show what our commitments are, what kinds of things we want to commit ourselves to in the future, and how we want to configure our relationships, if you like.